What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Can just got the mic back to working at the right level. If you have a Yeti mic, which I do have the Yeti mic blue, every once in a while you got to uninstall the damn thing. Thanks to Windows 10. Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you for your fucking continued giving, you son of a bitches. Anyway, TruckDriver101.com. Big Can, been in the industry for over a decade, working on year 11. Year 11. Oh, I'm feeling good, man. I got to gain a little bit high right now because you're going to hear my air conditioning. Yes, you're going to hear it, and I am sorry. But, hey, it's free, motherfucker. All right? It's free. All right? When you get to the point where you hear, Ken's got a deep advertising today. The only advertising you ever hear is my book at truckdriverbooks.com for anybody new to the industry. Look how he slid that in, girl. He is so amazing, Truck Driver 101. He's so sexy. So amazing. Yes, he is. Let's talk about some changes to the channel. I am going to be posting a hell of a lot more stuff, and I am going to be posting stuff I want. Sometimes it'll be just an answer to a question, a real quick one. Sometimes it's going to be a break 1-9. If you want my break 1-9s that are not somewhat related to something when I'm thinking about trucking, break 1-9s mean I talk about whatever I want. So whenever you see that in the title, you may not like it because it might not be about trucking. All right, and I do have a break 1-9 channel. Yes. Now let's get down to business. All right, guys. So answered a question about being a vegan truck driver. A lot of people posted comments. So two people so far have posted comments down below, and I want to thank those people, because being a vegan truck driver can be a real challenge. And I think any help you guys can give somebody, I recommended you definitely shop at Walmart before you get on the truck and after you get on the truck, because you obviously have to think about rotting food. And so you got to keep replenishing that. And so you go through Walmart. Same thing with any medications anybody might have or anything like that. Sorry, the levels are a little out of control right now, but like I said, I had to reinstall the Yeti mic. Because I was a little pissed because I just bought this damn thing. I'm like, it broke already? Jeez, you know. But no, you just had to reinstall it, and I'd like to thank that young man on YouTube who gave me the knowledge and the wisdom to save my Yeti mic. That show was finna go get some money and go get me another one, and literally, well, not buy Yeti again, obviously. But I'm gonna buy Yeti, because it ain't Yeti's fault. It's Microsoft's fault. Goddamn, every year upgrading fucking Microsoft. Ah! What's wrong with having the same thing for a number of years? If it worked, baby, why you trying to fix it, honey? Stop being an asshole. All right, back down to business. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com. Guy asked me, Ken, how do you feel about doing a tanker? I think at the beginning of his career, or tanker period for rookies or new guys, I think it's fine, but you need to judge yourself on your ability to drive. If you're like I was when I started, that would be a bad idea, because I sucked balls when I started trucking, okay? So I wouldn't recommend it for a guy who has any difficulty shifting, any difficulty turning, any of that stuff, because you can't make those mistakes when you're dealing with tanker because of the surge. All right, if you want to understand surge, all you got to do is take a water bottle, put it in your hand, and imagine just quickly turn it to the left or the right. And when you look at the bottle or just tip it forward, you see how the water pushes, right? That is the surge. And if you're driving down the road, even if you just got about a bunch of bottles with a full of liquid, those bottles would give you a little bit of a surge, and that surge can push you pretty damn hard, okay? And a person who does that has to be quick on the ball. You got to be smart, all right? And you can't be scared of the truck. You can't not know how to shift. You ain't got time to fiddle with all that shit. You know, you got to be on the ball, and that's really, really, really important if you're going to do that. Now, as far as the industry goes, it's a really great industry. It's like refrigerated. Its ups and downs are a little less mild. It's not as bad as flatbed. It doesn't have a, yay, it's flatbed, and oh, shit, it's the winter time, no money. Don't get me wrong. There are some flatbreaders who do make money in the wintertime, but let's be honest. Most guys in the wintertime, flatbed, it ain't pretty. You got to put a couple dollars away if you flatbed in the wintertime. And that's important, you know, to kind of judge your ability to drive. I always recommend that you try to do refrigerated because it'll get you used to driving something heavy and it'll get you used to driving something that is specialized. And it's a great way to start, but doesn't mean I'm saying tankers a bad way either, man. Whatever you do, just get started. If your goal is to, and don't do it. I get emails all the time. A lot of dudes are like, man, I'm going to do it for the money. I'm not a rap star. I don't make the, like, huge goo gobs of money. You know, I try to tell guys, as you get older like I am, I'm getting it closer to my 40s, right? And as I head towards my 40s, I don't want to be working all that hard. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my job, I can make $500 with only working 4 days, 5 days, maybe. Well, 4 days, like 3.5 days. So I like that, you know, and again, I live off very little and I try to promote you guys to do that. I know when you're young, you think you need all that money, but when you get older, all that money costs time. And I much rather spend my time doing my hobbies or making my little online business sales. You know, I would prefer not to be sitting around still trying to hustle at a job and make the boss rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, I own this podcast. If anybody ever want to advertise on it, send me an email or make a comment at truckdriver101.com on YouTube. Truckdriver101.com on YouTube. Now, but if that happens, I make the money, right? Or if somebody just says, hey, man, you helped me start in trucking, I get that feeling. You know what I mean? When I go work for the boss, I don't get a damn thing. So I try to limit that to just the bare minimum. You know, I work 5 days if I have to. Hopefully, I can just make it on four. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so that's all I wanted to talk about today. Which way to start? Yes, tanker is a great way to start. The money's there. Fuel hauling in that world is very, very good. Get your endorsements and go for it, man. I would never tell anybody not to go for it. However you need to start in this industry, just make sure the more specialized something is, the better driver you need to be. Don't let these companies or these schools get you killed out here because you know good and hell well you can't shift and they're trying to get you to some first-time oversized load company, all right? You know, just as an example, that's not going to happen, but, you know, as an example, don't let nobody push you in something you can't handle. All right. Truckdriver101.com. I'm going to recommend a video for female women thinking about trucking, and that is Misfit Trucker. Miss as in Miss. My name is Mrs. Jones, baby. No, Miss. Misfit as in physically fit. Yes, Trucker. She is a female YouTuber. She doesn't post that often, but when she does post, I think it's important for women because you get a representation of trucking from a female perspective that is very, she's not very biased, you know, she's so open and very honest about how she feels about stuff. It's really good on YouTube, I think, for women to get that. Some of the women on YouTube, let's, you know, not dissing any of them, but, you know, they don't always come across as clear as she does. You know, she's having difficulty, which I think is not great for her, but obviously great if you want to understand trucking and the struggles it takes for some people to get to the level that guys like me are at. And, you know, she just having that, her perspective is more of a female perspective that is more open and honest about the struggles in this industry that guys like me who've been around for 11 years don't even feel or think about anymore. Best way to put it. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Your boy Big Ken here. How y'all doing? I'm going to go on. I'm going to cut this off and make another podcast today. Y'all have a good night. I love this shit.